Libyan convoy could be Gaddafi, two dead in Texas wildfires and riots blamed on broken penal system. With your WRM Newsbite, I'm Andy Mullarkey. It's Tuesday the 6th of September. Scores of Libyan army vehicles across the desert frontier into Niger in what may be a dramatic, secretly negotiated bid by Muammar Gaddafi to seek refuge in a friendly African state. Military sources from France and Niger told Reuters this morning. A convoy of between 200 and 250 vehicles was given an escort by the Army of Niger, a poor and landlocked former French colony to the south of Libya. It might, according to a French military source, be joined by Gaddafi en route for neighbouring Burkina Faso, which offered him asylum. It was not clear whether the 69-year-old former leader was. He had broadcast defiance since being forced into hiding 2 weeks ago and has vowed to die fighting in Libyan soil. 60 separate wildfires, whipped by strong gusts of wind spawned by Tropical Storm Lee as it moved north, burned across Texas on Monday, destroying homes and leaving at least two people dead, authorities said. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is running as a Republican presidential candidate, is cutting short his campaigning and returning from South Carolina to Texas on Monday. Perry had been slated to participate in televised roundtables with other Republican candidates on Monday night. Officials said the worst of the fires was east of Austin, where the Bastrop County Complex fire stretched for 16 miles. And the British Justice Secretary, Ken Clark, has blamed the broken penal system for the riots that erupted across England last month. Writing in The Guardian, he said the hard core of those involved were known criminals whose behaviour had not been changed by previous punishments. Almost three quarters of those aged over 18 who were charged over the riots had a prior conviction. Mr Clark argued that this made his efforts to reform the penal system and cut re-offending even more important. The government is piloting payment by result schemes for private firms who successfully rehabilitate offenders, and Mr Clark has argued that fewer criminals should be sent to prison, suggesting that tough community punishments would be more effective at reducing re-offending. But his proposals have been criticised by Labour's shadow ministers, who say they are driven by a desire to save money. I'll be back again shortly with more of the day's top stories here in WROM. But in the meantime, for WROM, this has been Newsbite with me, Andy Mullarkey.